Today's Shir Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hey. We will begin on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Baisa Shabbos Shnayim. There was an episode that two Edom came to Beis Din to testify that they saw the new moon. V'amarinu Shachris. And they said they saw the new moon on the morning of the 29th day of the month, the Mizrach, on the east side of the sky, the Arvis, and at night they saw B'mayriv, on the 30th they saw it already on the west side. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri heard their testimony, he said, Edei Shekahim, they must be saying false testimony, because it's impossible for the moon to change positions in the sky in such a short amount of time in 12 hours. Shabbala Yavna, when they came to Yavna, Kiblam Rav Gamliel accepted them as valid testimony. The Gemara will explain what was the basis for Rav Gamliel saying so. Says the Mishnah V'oid, there was another episode. Shabbos Shnayim, the two Edom came to say Edus, that they saw the new month. We're talking about Tishrei. Vamru, and they told Bezdin, Re'inu Bezmanoi. We saw it on the right time, as we explained in our previous year. Whenever the Mishnah says Zmanoi, it means they saw the moon on the 30th day. For we explained the Mailid is typically from 1 month to the next month, 29 and a half days. So the new moon should be seen on the 30th day. And so indeed they said that we saw the new moon on the 30th day. Ubaleli Buroi, but then they said that the night after, which was the 31st, they light Nira. It wasn't seen to them. Kiblan Rav Gamliel. And Rav Gamliel was willing to accept their testimony, even though the moon, if they had seen it already the day before, they should certainly have seen it the next day. Still, so that's why there's a question that they truly see the moon. But Rav Gamliel said, I'm accepting their testimony. I'm Rav Dosa ben Hyrcanus. When Rav Dosa ben Hyrcanus heard this episode, he said, Eide Shekerheim, they must be saying false testimony. Because he said, Heich me'idim al'isha she'yolda. How could somebody say testimony that a woman already had a baby, a woman who was pregnant, v'lamach kreis ben shana, and then they see that she's still pregnant. And therefore they said, if the new moon was, if they were correct in saying that they had already seen the new moon, it should still be visible to them. And the fact that they did not see the new moon is a proof that what they had said originally was incorrect. And because of that, as we said a moment ago, this discussion was about Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So the question was, when was Rosh Chodesh? Was Rosh Chodesh a day earlier? Or was Rosh Chodesh a day later? And because of this discussion, Rav Dosa ben Hyrcanus wanted the Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, and of course Yom Kippur, as we know, connected to Rosh Hashanah, should all be a day later. Shalach le'Rav Gamliel, when Rav Gamliel saw that Rav Dosa wants to, that Rav Yeshua wants to keep Rosh Hashanah, wants to keep Yom Kippur a day later, Shalach le'Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel sent him the message saying, Gezrani alecha, I'm decreeing shetava atzla b'makla b'maisecha, that you have to come to me on the b'yoyim ha'kippurim shechalias b'cheshbenecha, on the day that you think is Yom Kippur, and you're therefore treating it like Yom Kippur. I'm telling you it's not Yom Kippur, and so much so that it's not Yom Kippur, I want you to carry your stick, which normally, of course, we're not allowed to carry, and you're now to carry your money, and to show that you are accepting the psak that when Rosh Hashanah was. So the Gemara here called the Mishnah just compared seeing the new moon to a woman who has a baby. So I saw that Rav Tzadik, the Pre-Tzadik, says that that's the lesson that we learn from here. The lesson we learn from here is the way that we follow the Jewish calendar following the moon, that every month gets smaller and it gets rebirth. Every month we're supposed to look at the new moon and the new month as an opportunity for us to restart, to rejuvenate. And that's why it's always considered like a woman who has a baby, who's starting a new life. Every month represents a new life. Another point that I saw from the Emor Emes, why did Rabbi Gamliel specifically tell Rabbi Yeshua to come with his stick and his money? So the Emor Emes explains that doing such would be an Issa D'Rabbanan. Rabbi Gamliel knew that, as we learn, as we're going to learn, that making Rabbi Yeshua come on the day that he considered it to be Yom Kippur would be very troubling to Rabbi Yeshua. So instead of telling him outright to be over a deraisa, he told him that I want you to do something that involves an Issa D'Rabbanan. And therefore, he would not be so upset and be quicker to accept the Gzeira. So the Mashos asks that we find in our Mishnah that two Tanoim were disagreeing with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. So ask the Mashab, why do we find that Rabbi Gamliel was only concerned about Rabbi Yeshua? What about Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus? So the Mashab answers that Rabbi Yeshua was the Rosh Bezdin, and therefore what he did made much more of a difference than what Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus would do. That's why Rabbi Gamliel was much more focused on Rabbi Yeshua than Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. Another pshat that the Aruch HaNer suggests, that were both Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus and Rabbi Yeshua disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel. But the difference between the two of them was Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus felt that Rabbi Gamliel made a mistake, but he didn't say, I'm not going to act according to what Rabbi Gamliel holds. Rabbi Yeshua, not only did he feel that he made a mistake, but he was willing to do something which was contrary to what Rabbi Gamliel held. And that's why Rabbi Gamliel was much more concerned with Rabbi Yeshua than he was with Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. So says the Mishnah, Gazrani Alecha, I make, so Halacha Matzah Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva met Rabbi Yeshua, and he found him meitzar, and he found him being very upset, because the day that he thought as Yom Kippur, Rabbi Gamliel is telling him, you may not act that day as if it's Yom Kippur. Amalai, so Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua, yesh li limoid, I could prove to you, shekol ma'aser she'oseh Rabbi Gamliel, whatever Rabbi Gamliel tells us to do, osui, it's something that has to be done. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, eilam yade Hashem, mikroi kodesh, asher tikra oisam b'me'adon, that Bezdin has the right to declare when is the new Chodesh, Bein Bezmanon, whether they declared it in the proper time, Bein Shloi Bezmanon, if not in the proper time, Ein Lecha Me'adus El Elu, the only time that what counts is what Bezdin say. And if Bezdin said that this is when it should be Rosh Chodesh, we have to follow what Rabbi Gamliel says, even if we believe he's not correct. Says the Mishnah, V'alai etzer Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Yeshua now comes to Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, Amalai, and Rabbi Dosa tells Rabbi Yeshua, Ebanu Lodun Acha Bezdin Shem Rabbi Gamliel, we're going to start considering if what Rabbi Gamliel said was right or wrong. Trichm Anu Lodun Acha Kol Bezdin and Bezdin, we're going to start to have to consider every Bezdin, Shomad Mimoshe Moshe Ben Ur Achshav, that was ever in existence, if what they said is correct and wrong. Shinema, and the pasuk says that we have to consider the words of every Bezdin as authoritative. Shnema, the pasuk says, before Matan Torah, V'yal Moshe V'aron Nodav Aviv V'shivim Zikni Yisrael. And these were the 70 Zakenim that went up to Har Sinai, went till Har Sinai with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the question, says Rabbi Dosa, is Lamalayin Esparsha Shemoisim Shal Zakenim. Why don't we find that the Torah mentions their names? Elalamid, to teach us, Shekol Shloish V'Shloish Shomdu Bezdin Yisrael. Any three individuals who are members of Bezdin on Klal Yisrael, Hareyu K'Bezdin Shel Moshe, they're considered as the Bezdin of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we have to follow what they say, whether we do or not. And as I saw, Dar Chaner explains. He says, the way a Bezdin receives its authority to Paskin Shilas is because the current Bezdin receives smicha receives ordination from the previous Beis Din. And if every Beis Din, if we're going to say that the previous Beis Dinim don't have the same authority, then not every Beis Din has the same authority, that line of smicha will be broken. And if the line of smicha is broken, then there is no future for Klal Yisrael. Not al maklam ha'asav yaday. So Yeshua took his stick and his money, v'alach liyavne etzor Gamliel, and he came to Yavne etzor of Gamliel, v'yom kippurim shechal yos b'cheshboinai. On the day that, as far as he was concerned, should have been Yom Kippur. Amar Rav Gamliel v'nashkoi, Rav Gamliel got up and kissed him, a roisha on his forehead, v'amlai ba b'sholem, Rebbe v'talmidi. Rebbe, because Rebbe b'chachma, you taught Torah b'rabim, and Talmidei, and I learned from you, Divrei Torah, and your Talmidei, Shekabaltas Devarai, you were prepared to accept what I said, even though you really didn't think that that was the right thing to do. So the Mefarshim asked, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Samach Dalar Amar Aleph, teaches us, Hanifta Mechaveroi, if somebody takes leave of somebody else, L'yayim Eloi Lech Bisholim, Olech Elalech l'shalom. Don't say l'shalom, but rather say l'shalom. And the Gemara says, because David said to Avshalom, lech b'shalom, and we know what ultimately happened to Avshalom. So how come over here does Rav Gamliel say to Yeshua, lech b'shalom? So they explained, Yaakov Avinu also, when he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said, v'shafti b'shalom abeis avi. So he says, so they explain, if somebody is speaking about halicha, lech, going, so then you're supposed to say lech l'sholem. Here, we're not talking about somebody going. We're talking about somebody coming. Yaakov Avinu was saying v'shafti b'sholem. Here he was coming towards Rav Gamliel. When you're coming towards a person, you could say lech b'sholem. Ba b'sholem. Tanya. Amalam Rav Gamliel l'chachamim. Rav Gamliel said to l'chachamim, we found that the first issue that was discussed in our Mishnah, where the moon was seen in the morning on the east and the evening on the west, and how is it possible? And the Chachamim, therefore, were prepared to discredit that testimony, and Rav Gamliel accepted it. It says the Gemara, Amlam Rav Gamliel Chachamim, Kachmu B'lanu Beis Avi Abba, I have the following Kabbalah, Pam Shebarucha, Pam Shebektzara. So the Pasha Peshat in the Gemara is that the moon sometimes takes long, depending on what time of the year, sometimes it takes the moon a longer amount of time to travel from one side of the sky to the other sky of the sky, and sometimes it takes less time. And that's why he said this month it took less time, and therefore that's why the testimony is not necessarily discredited. But in learning this Gemara, there's actually a fundamental machloikis between the Rambam and Baal Hamor. The Rambam says that, the Rambam says that the case where the moon was seen on the 30th and not on the 31st is talking about a case where the witness came on day 31 and they said that they saw the moon on day 30, but it wasn't seen on day 31. So Rav Deiser says, according to Rambam, rejected their testimony, and even though they had already declared day 30 to be Rosh Chodesh, Baal Beis Din retroactively took away that day from being Rosh Chodesh and said the Rosh Chodesh should be day 31. The Baal Hamor disagrees, and they said that what happened was when Beis Din was looking for the moon, they said, the Machloikis, the Baal Hamor says that Rav Gamliel held that that was exactly the Machloikis between Gamliel and Chachamim. Rav Gamliel held that we cannot retroactively change the day that was declared to be Rosh Chodesh. And the Chachamim held that we can. And that's why Rav Gamliel didn't accept it. The reason why Rav Gamliel held that we don't retroactively change what we did is one of two reasons. Either because that's the power of a Beis Din, that once Beis Din says something, it remains that way, even if it turns out that they had made a mistake. Or the testimony The second testimony was not a relevant testimony. There's nobody asking them to talk about, did you see the new moon? Did you not see the new moon? And therefore, there was no reason to even pay attention to what was said. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time to be Rebbe. Where is the pasuk that proves that Rebbe Gamliel's opinion is correct? The Ksiv, the pasuk says, Oysi yireyach l'mayadim, shemesh yodim evaya. Shemesh hu yodim evaya. By the sun, there's a specific path. Yireyach, but when we speak about the moon, lo yodim evaya, there is no specific path, and since there's no specific path, and there's no specific time, and therefore sometimes it could be that the new moon and the old moon have a very short amount of time separating them. Rabbi Chazi Lasar de Kai B'tzafra Esrim Tisha, he saw the old moon in the morning of the 29th of Tishrei, and he wanted to make that moon, that month, into Rosh Chodesh already be on the 30th. Shaka Kala, he took a piece of earth, Pasuk Bey, and he threw it towards the moon. Vama, and he said, L'urta b'ina l'kedusha bach. Tonight, we already want to have the new moon come out, because it was a situation where if Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah was only going to be declared on day 31, as we discussed earlier, what would happen was we would have Yom Kippur and Shabbos back to back. Vat Kaimatachi, and now you're still visible here. We need you to be ready the new moon by tonight. For as we learned earlier on Daf Chaf, that the halach is if the new moon is already not visible at night, we can't declare that day as Rosh Chodesh. So he says, I need you to disappear and make sure that the new moon appears by tonight. And therefore, Zil Achsi, he says, please disappear and let the next day be Rosh Chodesh. Not tonight already be Rosh Chodesh. Amalei Reb Chia, Zil Ein Toiv. So Rebbe says to Reb Chia, go to the city called Ein Toiv, the Katsh El Yarche, and make Rosh Hashanah, make Rosh Chodesh on day 30. The reason he told him to go to Ein Tav to make Rosh Chodesh that day, because he was concerned that just like he saw the old moon on day 29, other people in his city had seen the old moon on day 29. And as we learned earlier, there's a very serious amount of time that the new moon is not visible after the old moon is still visible. So he knew that there were probably other people who had still seen the old moon on day 29. And they're not going to understand, how can we make Rosh Chodesh on day 30? So he said, go to Ein Tav, and there people probably did not see this phenomena, and they won't question what we're doing. Another pshat that Rashi suggests is that they had made a decree that where Reb Chia in Yerushalayim, where he lived, they should not be allowed to declare the new moon. So Ein Tav was declared to be the place where they used to make all the Kiddush HaChodesh. Some suggest that actually Ein Tav was Yavna. And we know that Yavna was the place where the Talmid HaChachamim live. So he said, Zela Ein Tav, V'katshe Eliyarcha, go to Ein Tav and make day 30 into Rosh Chodesh. Shalach Le'Simana. And then he said, send me a simon after he did. And the simon you should send is David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. So of course the Mefarshim tried to understand why was David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, the simon. So I saw the Sefer Imrei Moshe explains that we know that the entire history of the moon is that the moon became smaller than the sun because it could not take the fact that it and the sun were of the same size. And therefore, it came with a complaint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately said, L'chi umati atzmech, go make yourself smaller. But who behaved just in the opposite way from that? David HaMelech. David HaMelech was always a person who was willing to be modest, and he didn't care about his covet. And because David HaMelech had that behavior, he's the opposite of the moon. He took the lesson that we should always be ready to have somebody else be successful. That's why when we speak about the new moon, we speak about David HaMelech. The Kedushas Levi has a different approach. He says, the Yontav of Pesach represents Avram Avinu. The Yontif of Shavuos represents Yitzchak Avinu, and the Yontif of Sukkos represents Yaakov Avinu. The Rosh Chodeshim represent Dovid HaMelech. And that's why, in fact, in the Musaf of Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, we say, Uvashirei Dovid Avdecha. And therefore, says the Kedushas Levi, when we want to speak about Rosh Chodesh, we use Dovid HaMelech as the simon for the new month. One time the sky was very cloudy. The new moon was already seen on 29 days in a month. So everybody thought that what they had seen was the new moon. They wanted to make that day Rosh Chodesh. There's always between 1 mile and another mile, at least 29 and a half days, 2/3 of an hour, and therefore the moon that you saw at that time clearly was not the new moon. And therefore he said, that day is not Rosh Chodesh. And to prove that he was adamant and he was correct in his position, says the Gemara, also yoy meisa ima shel ben Zozo, that day the mother ben Zozo was nifter, v'speed the Rabbi Gamliel hesped godl. And Gamliel made a big hesped, not that she was worthy to have such a big hesped said about her. El kadei sheyedu am, shloi kitcha bezin sachaydish, everybody should know that that day it was really not Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi says, and therefore the Aruch Haner says that Rashi is saying that that day would have been Rosh Hashanah. And normally, of course, on Rosh Hashanah, we don't say a hesped. But to show that that day is really not Rosh Hashanah, he made this hesped for this woman. But the Mechs Elazar has difficulty with that pshat, because then it has nothing to do with the mother of Ben Zozo, that maybe normally we would or wouldn't make a hesped. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't make a hesped for anybody. So he says a very different pshat. He says the halacha is that on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say a hesped. The only time we could say a Rosh Chodesh, a hesped, is for a chacham b'fonav, for Talmud chacham at his actual levaya. So says the Mechas Elazar that people, unfortunately, abuse that halacha. And they expand it that it doesn't only mean a Talmud Chacham, it means a wealthy person, it doesn't mean only the person himself, his wife, his mother, etc. Rav Gamliel, however, followed the letter of the law. And if it would have been Rosh Chodesh, since it wasn't the Talmud Chacham himself, he would have never said a hesped on Rosh Chodesh. But because it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, he's saying, I'm going to say a hesped for the mother of Ben Zozo, a woman he normally would have not been so careful, if it was Rosh Chodesh, he wouldn't have said a hesped on such a person on Rosh Chodesh. But to show that today is not Rosh Chodesh, I'm saying a hesped to make my point. Halach umatz Rabbi Kiva Meitzer. So we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva found somebody upset. So the Gemara's question is that our Mishnah is not really very explicit who was upset. Ibailu, mi meitzer, Rabbi Kiva meitzer, was Rabbi Kiva was upset. Maybe he was concerned that he's about to teach Rabbi Shua what's the right halacha, and he was concerned that Rabbi Shua wasn't going to accept it. Or was it Rabbi Shua meitzer? Or was it Rabbi Shua who was upset? Tashma, says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Holch Rabbi Kiva meitzer, Rabbi Kiva found Rabbi Shua upset. Amaloi, Rabbi Mnayat Meitzer. And Rabbi Kiva asks Rabbi Shua, why are you upset? Amaloi, Kiva Roiloi, Shiyipa Lamita. He said about himself, it would have been better that I should get Chas V'Shalom sick, Shnei Masa Chodesh, that I should be bedridden for 12 months, Vayigzalov Gzeira, rather that I should have to violate Yom Kippur on the day that I think it's Yom Kippur. Amaloi, so Rabbi Kiva says to him, Rabbi Tarshini Loim Lefnaka, Davach Shlamatani. Could I please say something? Could I repeat to you something that I learned from you? Amalai Amar, I give you permission. Amalai Hareyu Oimer. The Torah, when it says in the parash of Yom Tovim, Atem Shalosh Pamim. The Torah says, Ashitikra Oisam, and we, but it doesn't have the vav between the vav and the tav, so it's pronounced atem. From here we learn atem v'afilu shayigim, even if you made a mistake in the day that Bezdin declared Rosh Chodesh, atem v'afilu mazidim, atem v'afilu matam, under all circumstances, Rosh Chodesh follows the psak of Bezdin. Says the Gemara B'loshin Zeh Amaloi, when he said this to him, he said, Akiva, nichamtani, nichamtani, you've consoled me. So Pash Pshat, atem afilu shagigim, means that you made a mistake in your decision. Atem mefilu mezidim, Rashi says that the edim that said testimony had said something which wasn't true, still, if you accept their testimony, even though it was clearly false testimony, what they said stands. However, others explain that Mezidin was that the Edom were Mezidim. That the Edom were Mezidim, but not the Bezdim was Mezidim. Ritva says that as we've been learning, the Bezdin, when they declared the new month, didn't just do it based on the Edom. They also had the calculation when the new month ought to be. And Atem, even if what you did wasn't consistent with the Psak of Bezdin, the halacha is whatever Bezdin paskins is paskined. And in fact, the Yerushalmi, based on this Gemara, quotes the pasuk and tell him, Ekra l'kim elyoim l'keil goymer olai. Says the Yerushalmi that everything that happens in the world is based on the decision of Bezdin. The example the Yerushalmi gives is that the halacha is, if a girl who's less than 3 years old is violated, somebody has relations with her, but if she's under three, the Gemara says b'suleh chayzrim, her virginity comes back. But the halacha is that if she's over 3 years old, that isn't what happens. Says the Yerushalmi, if Bezdin declares a year to be a leap year, or Bezdin declares when or when not it should be Rosh Chodesh, we follow whatever Bezdin says. And if according to Bezdin she's not 3 years old, then she's not 3 years old. And if according to Bezdin she is 3 years old, she's 3 years old. It's all based on what Bezdin paskins. And I saw Reb Chaim Brisker explains that this halacha, atah afilu shogim, atah afilu mezidin, then replies even only to Bezdin in Yerushalayim. But so Reb Yeshua thought that this halacha, that atam afil shogin, atam afil mezidin, was only applicable to the Bezdin Hagol B'Yerushalayim. And what was taught to Rabbi Yeshua is that it's not just the Bezdin Hagol B'Yerushalayim, but every Bezdin. When the Bezdin makes a decision, we follow that decision under all circumstances. What's Pshat that he said, Nichamtani, Nichamtani, twice? So the Pasha Pshat is wherever somebody really wants to be consoled, we use the word nechama twice. Like we find the pasuk says, we read it on Shabbos Nachmu, Nachamu Nachmu Ami, using the word Nachamu twice. But then I saw Nechamtani Nechamtani was said, Rav Yeshua said, I'm consoled that I did not end up doing the wrong thing. And Nechamtani, he was concerned that maybe Rabbi Gamliel did the wrong thing. And the consolation was Nechamtani, Nechamtani, that even though I was concerned that maybe Rabbi Gamliel did the wrong thing, I'm consoled that whatever he did was right, and he did not do anything that was improper. Bala Yitzhar Rav Doisim Ben Hukness continues the Mishnah. He came to Rav Doisim Ben Hukness, and Rav Doisim Ben Hukness began to speak to him about the power and the authority of Batei Dinim. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'yav Moshe V'aron Nodav Aviv V'shivim Mezikne Yisrael. And the question is, why are their names not mentioned? Says the Gemara, Shlo Yomer Adam, a person shouldn't say, Pliny K'moshe Aaron, Pliny K'nada Avayu, Pliny K'elda Medad. They'll say, is this Rav as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? Is this Rav as great as Aaron or Nodav Aviv? We have no right to say that. Whoever is the Rav, that's who psak we have to follow. Voimer. The pasuk says, "V'yom Shmuel al Om Hashem Asher Osas Moshe Ves Aaron So we find that Pasuk says that Moshe Aaron and Shmuel are the same as Yerubal, Abadon, and Yiftach. Yerubal is a Gidon. It went to battle with the Baal. Ubadon is a Shimshon. Midon, he came from Shevadon. Yiftach Kemashmoy. Yiftach was his name. And the Pasuk saying that these people are all the same. So the Mashal explains that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that, of course, these people are equivalent to Moshe and Aaron. What the Gemara means to say is that our attitude to these people has to be the same. That just like we accept whatever Moshe Aaron said under all circumstances, we have to accept whatever they, whatever the current Beis Din says under all circumstances. The Omer, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Moshe Aaron b'chehanov u'shmua b'kairi shmoi kairim el Hashem v'hu ya'anim. Three individuals who are not considered significant leaders in Klal Yisrael, Shloish Chamuri Ayilim, to three of the greatest leaders. Loimelach, Yerubal Bedoyre Kamosh Bedoyre. Yerubal in his time should be treated like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ubedon Ka'aram Bedoyre. Veyiftach Bedoyre Kishmu Bedoyre. Lamdecha, Shafilu Kash Bekalim. Even a person who is not so great, Nisman Al Tzibur, but he's appointed to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, Hareyu Ka'abish Bibirim, who should treat him with the greatest respect. Va'omer, Va'abas al Kayim Velvim Velashayf Shayir Biyam Mahain, Chisal Adat Chishodim Oilich Eitz Ladayin Shalayi Biyamov. What's Pshat in this pasuk? Can we then visit somebody who isn't alive? What we're learning from here is that you should go to whoever's the leader in your time. So Binyan Yoyada asks, why indeed is the pasuk equating the three weakest leaders to the three greatest leaders? So he says that the what we're learning from here is that even if not just to the people in previous generations were these people not considered great, but even in the people in their time, they're not really considered so great. The halacha is that you have to follow whoever is the leader, whoever was appointed to be the leader. So here we learned the Yeruvel Bedoyroi Kamosh Bedoyroi. So ask the Ben Yoyodoi, the Pasuk says, V'leikam Oid Novi Kamosha. So how can we say that they were equal to Moshe? So he explains what the Pasuk, what the Mar means to say is not that he was equivalent to Moshe. It's the way we're supposed to act towards them and respect them. We're supposed to treat them in our time as if they're Moshe Rabbeinu. Or he explains that we have to realize that not the leader is really appointed according to the people of that generation. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of his generation because he was the leader of a great generation. And if now we don't have such great leaders, it's because we're not so great. Daniel Yo has a little different approach. His approach is that even if we find a leader who's not so great, every leader has some very great qualities, and those great qualities are what make him equal to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says the Bedon Bedoyroi to Aaron Bedoyroi. What's the common denominator between Aaron and Shimshon? So Aaron, we know, was the one that taught Klal Yisrael Torah, and so too was Shimshon, the Shofet, the Pesach of his day. The Ben Yoyada explains that Aaron, of course, represents Kedusha. The Kohen represents Kedusha. So too, Shimshon, who was a Nazir, Kol Yomov, Shimshon, who was a Nazir his entire life, also represents Kedusha. V'aymer, Al Tama Ma'ayosha Yom Rishonim Ha'yotavim Elu, don't say that the previous generations were greater. But of course, points out the Bechor Shor, as much as we have to show respect to the leaders of every generation according to whom they are, points out the Baruch HaShar, that's if only were appointed in a legitimate fashion. But if they forced themselves on the people, or they were appointed that position because they are they paid for that position, then of course we don't have to show them that kind of respect. And I saw that the Rosh Hashanah explains that the Gemara is teaching us that even if you'll have a person who's greater, who's a bigger Talmud Chacham than the leader of the generation, we still have to follow what the appointed leader of the generation says. That's what they were appointed for. I saw that the Majid Rebbe in a Sefer Emre Yesh says that our Gemara says, Atam fil shogigim, atam fil mezidim, atam fil matam. Why is that? So he says, the Pasuk says that if we say that here the Pasuk used the word oisam, where we pronounce it atem, so too, certainly, when the Pasuk uses the word atem, it should be understood that way. So the Pasuk says, bonam atem l'ashem l'keichem. Bonam atem l'ashem l'keichem, ben shogigin, ben mezidin, ben matam. No matter what situation we're in all situation, the halacha is that we are considered bonim lamakim. So here the Gemara says that the Pasuk equates Kali Olam to Gdoile Olam. What is Pshat? So I saw that the Kali Olam is, one Pshat is, that some people that have to work hard to reach the Madrega. And some people constantly are working to come to a higher and higher Madrega. And that's the difference between the Kali Olam versus the Chamurei Olam. Another pshat is that the Kali Olam are people, since they're not such big Talmid Chachamim and they're not so pious, they're always makel, they're always lenient. And the Gedolei Olam are people who are big Yirei Shemayim. And because they're such big Yirei Shemayim, they're always concerned to do what the Halacha requires. It tells us the Gemara that no matter what approach the Rabbanim of our generation are taking to Halacha, whether they take a more lenient approach or they take a stricter approach, it is our obligation to respect their opinion. Not l'mak l'mos b'yodav. Tan Rabbanim. Kivin sha ra isai. Once Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi Yeshua approaching, and as I saw, the Ben Yoyada explains, as soon as Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi Yeshua approaching, even though they didn't meet yet face to face, Amen Mekisai, he got up, V'noshkal Roshai, V'amalai Shalom Alecha Rebbe V'Talmidi. Rebbe, Shlomad Atanu Torah B'Rabim, you taught me Torah, V'Talmidi, Shani Goyzer Alecha Gzera, V'ata Kaimi K'Talmud. You accept whatever I say. V'ashrei Ador, and great is the generation, Sha'af G'doyel Nishmal K'tanim, that even the great people follow the position, the opinion of the younger people. And certainly so is the case that the Ketanim, that the people who are not so great, should follow the opinion of the Gedolim. Ask them, why are we calling it a Kal V'Chomer? Chiyuvehu. They were obligated to follow the opinion of the Gedol Yisrael. Ella, says the Gemara, what Rabbi Gamliel meant to say was, when people see how great people listen to the opinion of lesser people, that we certainly have a obligation to do so. And as I saw Daruch Liner said, we have not just to think about this situation of Rosh Chodesh, but rather we have an obligation to think about how Klal Yisrael will move forward. And if we teach people that they should always listen to what the great people say, then Klal Yisrael will be able to properly move forward. We begin the next parak in Mitzvah Hashem, which the primary subject of the next parak is actually Tekiyah Shofar. But the reason I saw that the Tveras Yisrael says that the first Mishnah that we're going to learn is still a continuation about discussing Rosh Chodesh, to teach us that, again, that when Bezdin declares it should be Rosh Chodesh, that's the day we should treat Rosh Chodesh with all of the severity of Rosh Chodesh. And if it's Rosh Hashanah, that's the day to blow shofar. We follow the Pesach of Bezdin under all circumstances. Serua Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. If Bezdin and all of Klal Yisrael saw the new moon, and the way Meiri explains, so of course the Rishonim explained, it doesn't mean, the Ritva says it, it doesn't mean all of Klal Yisrael. It means a very large portion of the population saw the new moon. Or Nechkur Edom. The Edom who saw the new moon, this is the way the Miri explains the Mishnah, were already came and said their testimony and were interrogated. However, they speak with Leiman Mekudesh, but they did not have the opportunity to declare the new moon at Shechashecha. Bezdin, the new moon is declared based on Bezdin saying Mekudesh. And if day 30 passes without Bezdin saying Mekudesh, then the month is not, then that day is not Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh will be on day 31, Harezim Uber. However, the Tosfos, the Achronim say, the Achronim makes this point, it's enough that the Rosh Bezdin, we learned in our previous year that there was a whole procedure that the Rosh Bezdin said Mekudesh and that the Tzibur responded Mekudesh, Mekudesh. But what is really required is just that he should say Mekudesh and that is enough. Rav Bezdin Blavad, if only Bezdin saw the new moon, so Yamdu Shnayim, two of the members of the Bezdin should get up, v'yidu b'fneim, and they should say testimony in front of the other members of Bezdin, v'yomru mekudesh mekudesh. Rosh Shloisha, if three people saw the new moon, v'hem Bezdin, they are the Bezdin, yamdu shnayim v'yishivu mechavreim, the two of the members of the Bezdin should get up and take two other people to sit in the Bezdin with the Yochid, who's still there. V'yidu b'fneim, they should say testimony, and then they say mekudesh mekudesh. Shene yochid nemen al yidei atzmoi, we can't have just one dayan saying mekudesh. You have to have a bezdin. So the Ramah paskins in Or Chaim Simon Tuf Yud Zayin Sif Katan Aleph that every month before the new month, the Chazan announces Rosh Chodesh Pliny Year Beyond Pliny, and everybody should get up when they stand. And says the Magen Avraham, what is the basis for this? Because just like Kiddush HaChodesh was done, Muhammad was standing. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right over there, asks a question. He uses a very strong language. He says, Bar Anoichi V'lo Yodati. I'm not smart enough to know Hechem Metzinu the Kiddush HaChodesh Umumid. Where do we find that you have to stand for Kiddush HaChodesh? And he actually says, if we look in our Mishnah, we just learned in our Mishnah, it says Meshivim Mechavreim. Clearly, an indication that for Kiddush HaChodesh the Bezdin could sit. So where do we take that they have to stand? So Rav Moshe, in the Shas Chuvas Igros Moshe, Oyer Chaim Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Beis, answers the question of Kivega. He says that as we've been learning, we mentioned it earlier, that there were two parts to the procedure. One is the Bezdin says Mekudesh, and then everybody else says Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Says Rav Moshe, Bezdin declaring Mekudesh, which we just mentioned a moment ago, is the critical part of the procedure. That part, Bezdin could do while they're sitting. But when everybody responds to them, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, the audience, the Tzibur, who responded Mekudesh, Mekudesh, they had to stand. And there were two reasons to stand. One is for respect to the members of Bezdin. As they're responding to Bezdin, it's only proper that they stand up and say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And then Ramosha says, in general, it's appropriate that when one does a mitzvah, they should stand. So even though the Mishnah is teaching us that the Bezdin is allowed to sit, but even the Bezdin, Ramosha says, properly should stand because they're performing a mitzvah. And when you're performing a mitzvah, you ought to stand. And that's why the Magen Avraham says that when it comes to do Birkas HaChodesh, we should stand. So we learned in the Mishnah, the Mishnah spoke about that everybody saw the new moon. So asked Gemara, Lomalei Misna, why was the point in the Mishnah telling us the story of Roa Bezdin V'chol Yisrael, that everybody saw the new moon? What's the point in teaching us? Answered the Gemara, Itzrach. Salkadat Chamina, however, Roa Bezdin V'chol Yisrael, since everybody saw the new moon, if Asimilei, they all know that day 30, the new moon was seen. Uloi Labrua, and therefore under those circumstances, we can't declare day 31 as Rosh Chodesh. It looks like something Unacceptable. We all saw the new moon yesterday. Kamash Malon, the Mishnah teaches us that until Bezdin declares it Rosh Chodesh, the fact that the new moon was sighted is immaterial. If we learned that case, what's the point, asked the Gemara, in teaching us the second case of Nechgra Edim Lamali? What do we learn from that case? Answers the Gemara, come. This is what they understand the Mishnah. Inami, Nechgra Edim. Edim came and they saw the new moon, and they were even interrogated. But for whatever reason, things got delayed. But Bezdin did not have the opportunity to say that today is Rosh Chodesh. It will not be Rosh Chodesh until the next day, Harezim Uber, because it depends on Bezdin's declaration. Ask the Gemara, the Kim of the Tana, if we learn, Achach Sheikh Harezim Uber, once we learned that it's not Rosh Chodesh, until Bezdin declares so, Lomeli Lamisna Chakiris Edom Klal. So what was the point of teaching us this halakha again with the case of the interrogation of the Edom? Answer the Gemara Itzrach. Sakadat Chamina, Tiyak Chakiris, Tehevi Chakiris Edom Tchilas Din. The interrogation of the Edom should be considered as if the Din Torah began. Minkiddush Mekuddush Kum Gemardin. And the declaration of Mekuddush Mekuddush is Gemardin. Vilkatshi Belayla. And you should be allowed to do so in the evening. Midi da have a din and mumnus, just like the halach is by din and mumnus, with the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin, the Aflamid Beis Amin Aleph teaches us, din and mumnus donim b'yoyim, as long as we began the din Torah by day, goyimrim b'layla. Even though we're not supposed to start a din Torah of din and mumnus by night, we could complete it by night. Hachinami, since the interrogation of the Edom was begun by day, the halach ought to be the mekatch b'layla. At night, we could still declare when it's Rosh Chodesh. Kamash Milan, the declaration of the new Rosh Chodesh could only be by day. But ask them, why not? Why don't we indeed learn from the experience of what we see by the new, by Dinei Mamnes? Answered, Veim Achinami. Answered the Gemara, Amakra, Chichoik Lisrael Hu Mishpat Alakei Yaakov. Amos have a chayk. When is the declaration of the new moon like a chayk? Begmadin, at the time of the declaration. The Kekarle Rachmana Mishpat. And the Torah calls that point of the Din Torah Mishpat. And just like Mishpat, which is the beginning of the Din, as we just learned from the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin, has to be B'yoyim only by day, Avhochi, so too the Gemadin can only be by day. Says the Mishnah, Raw Bezdin, if Bezdins are the only people that saw the new moon, and there are no other Edom, Yamdu Shnaim, two of the members of Bezdin should get up, V'yidu B'fneim, and say testimony in front of the other members that they saw the new moon. V'mai, ask them, what's the point of this procedure? The people saw the new moon. The members of Bezdin saw the new moon. And if they saw the new moon, they clearly know that the new moon was seen. What's the point of people getting up and saying testimony? The new moon was seen at night. And at night, we can't have any testimony. And therefore, the only way it could work is by Edom saying it by day, so we have to go through the procedure of saying testimony. Ruach Shlosh Vein Bezdin, if three people saw it and they're in Bezdin, Yamdum Shalayim, two of the members of Bezdin should say the testimony, Yeshiva Machareim Eitzel Yochet, to bring two other Dayanim to join the one Dayan that's still there. Amai, ask them the same question. Hachinami Neimeloi Teishmi Gedol Bariyah. And the fact that the Bezdin themselves saw the new moon should be the best proof that it's Rosh Chodesh. The Chitema, and if you'll say here too, Kigon Shiru Belayla, and therefore it can't be considered valid testimony, so then there's nothing new in this case that's not taught us already in the previous case. Hainu Hach. Answered Gemara, Sif Isuchlei. Ein Yechad Nam Eloimer Aydeyatzoi. The Chiddush is that one Dayan can't say Mekodesh by himself. The Sakadat Chamin, Ahoy Vatanya, Din Imamis Bishloisha, the Allah Himsechta Sanhedrin, the Avdalar Mabeis teaches us that if the Torah with Din Imamis should take place with three Dayanim, the Mahoy Mumchel Rabbim, but if the Dayan is a real expert, Dona Fil B'yachad, even one person could do so, could run that din Torah, could rule that, could pass on that din Torah. So here too, we were saying, Hachanami Nekat should be Chidi, and one Dayan should be adequate, Kamash Malan. Ask the Gemara, Veim Hachanami, maybe indeed, one expert Dayan could be the one to declare the new Chodesh. Answers the Gemara, Let's learn the pasuk. Ein lecha mumcha l'rabim b'Yisrael Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no greater expert, no greater Talmud Chacham than Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet, Kamalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad ik Aaron badach. You cannot declare the new month unless Aaron joins you. D'ksiv yom Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron beretz Mitzrayim ha'chodesh hazeh lochem. And then, as the Mefarshim explained, we had to have one more dayan, because you can't have an even number of dayanim. So that's why they have to have three dayanim. So we see, no matter how great the dayan is, for the halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh, you always need to have a minimum of three dayanim.